Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
Good morning, welcome. Today's Chumash portion for the portion of Tzav, chapter 8 in Leviticus. Having completed the rundown on the details of the various types of sacrifices, we now jump over or segue over or bridge over to a whole different portion. And chapter 8 in Leviticus is one of those classic examples of Ein Mugdam U'Me'uchar B'Torah, of the rule that there is no necessary chronological order in the Torah. Because here, we go back in time. As Rashi will explain, up to now we've been talking about create the tabernacle, build the tabernacle, and the tabernacle was built, and it was erected, and they did this, and they did that, and they did the other, and they're coming, and they're going, and this is the sacrifice. And all of a sudden, in chapter 8, we go back in time to before the tabernacle was dedicated. This chapter goes back to the 23rd of Adar, a week before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, a week before dedication day, when you had the week of practice. It's called Shivas Yemei HaMiluyim, the 7 days of consecration. One, Vaydaber Hashem, Moshe Leimer. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Kaches Aharon, take Aharon, v'yazbon avito, and his sons with him. How many sons did Aharon have? At this point in time, he had 4 sons. Nadav, Avihu, Elozer, and Isamar. As we will learn, Nadav and Avihu died a week after this portion was given, on dedication day, on the 8th day. The Eis Habgodim, take also the special garments of the Kohen. The Eis Shemen HaMishchan, take the anointing oil. The Eis Parachatos, and the bull of the sin offering, the Shnei Ho'elim, and the 2 rams, the Sal HaMatzos, and the basket of matzos. You got to take all the stuff we talked about earlier. Rashi, what's going on here, says Rashi. Parsha Zu Nemra. Rashi tells us that this portion was stated, Shivas Yomim Kedem HaKomas HaMishkan, 7 days before the Mishkan was erected. Again, the precise date, the 23rd of Adar 2449. She'ein mugdam u'me'uchar b'Torah. Another proof that there is no necessary chronological order in the Torah. Because yesterday's portion came at a point much later than today's portion. In some chamoshim, they have actually a sequence of dates of all of these portions, and we see how out of order they are. So what is the order in Torah? The order in Torah is the lesson that we can learn. It's not a chronological order, it's a Torah order. Kaches Aharein, the Rebbe would often say, the Torah is Nishkin history book. The Torah is not a history book, because if it was a history book, it should be in chronological order. The Torah is a book of teachings. Torah, Miloshen, Oro'o. The word Torah means lesson, teaching. Kachas Aaron. What does it mean, take Aaron? Should Moshe take him by the collar? How should he take him? So here Rashi, as he often does, comments on the grammar of the Hebrew word, take. Kochenu bidvorim. Take him with words. Draw him with words. It's a verbal taking. Umoshehu, and attract him. The Eis Parachatos Elu Ho'amurim, this refers to that which is mentioned, Be'inyin Tzavos HaMiluyim B'vata Tetzava, in the section of the commandment of the week of consecration. Where was that? Quite a few portions ago in Tetzava, we have the commandment for this week, V'achshav, and now, B'yayim Rishon LaMiluyim, on the 1st day of consecration, Chozer B'zerze B'shas Maisa, he goes and he urges once again to do it. So from here we learn an important lesson, that we always need a commandment ahead of time, and then we need a commandment again on the day. Now, verse 3, this is not going to be a private service. But ve'es kol ho'eda hakel, you must gather together the entire congregation. Every Jew needs to see this phenomenon. El Pesach ha'yomed, at the gateway of the tabernacle. Hakel el Pesach ha'yomed. How do you gather together 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 60, or millions of people, if you count everyone, at the gateway of a tabernacle? Says Rashi from the Medrash, Echad min Amakemis, this is one of the places, Shehechzik Mu'at Asamaruba, where a small geographical location contained a large group of people. Every Jew saw the dedication, ceremony, the anointing, the inauguration of Aaron and his sons. Verse 4, Vayas Moshe, Moshe did, Kasha Tziv Hashem, say, exactly as God commanded him. And very often our sages say, this is what makes Moshe great. Despite the fact that he was the greatest scholar who ever lived, Moses the lawgiver, he listened and he did exactly what God told him to do. When all else fails, follow the directions. Vatikoel ho'edo, and the congregation gathered together and assembled, El Pesach ha'yomeid, at the gateway of the tabernacle. Vayemer me'shal ho'edo, and Moshe said to the congregation, to the whole community, this is the thing that God commanded to do. What you're about to see is God's commandment. And this was also an answer to the rebellion later of Korach, where Korach says, hey, Moshe, you took your brother and you gave him a job. Nepotism. Says Hashem, I want everyone to see that this is godly, this is miraculous, this is divine. Yaakov Meshes Aaron Vezbonov, and Moshe brought close Aaron and his sons, and he washed them with the water, he purified them. Verse 7, and he put the special tunic upon him, and he put his belt on him, and he put the robe of the high priest, that beautiful blue robe. And he put the apron, the multicolored apron, upon which the breastplate sat. And he bound him with the band of the ephod. And he bound him with it. And he then placed the breastplate upon him. Avi, can you get me the tabernacle book, please? And he put into the breastplate, Urim v'Satumim, the Urim and the Tumim, the precious stones. And I know we did this a while ago, but just to refresh your memories, or for those who may be new, this is what we're talking about. Every Kohen wore these four garments. Can we zoom in a little bit? Every Kohen wore these four garments. And here we have the beautiful robe we talked about. And here we have the apron band, the apron with the band. And here we have the front view of the high priest, the Kohen Gadol. And here, it's hard for me to see, I think we have a rear view here. Is that correct? And here we have the actual breastplate. So this is some of the ornamentation of the high priest. Okay, thank you. 9, Vayosem es hamitz nefes al reishe, and he placed a hat on his head, Vayosem al hamitz nefes, and on the hat, good morning, he placed el mulpona before its forefront, as atzitz hazov, the golden plate, Nezer HaKodesh, the holy crown, and that refers to a head plate that the high priest wore that said, Kodesh LaHashem, sacred to Hashem, Kasher Tziv Hashem Es Moshe, exactly as God commanded Moshe. Rashi 8, Esa Urim Ksov Shoshem HaMeforosh, the Urim, says Rashi, was a Kabbalistic name of God, which, as we used to say when we were kids, this was the battery of the breastplate. The Kabbalistic name made it do all of these miraculous things which it did. These are the various ribbons of blue wool that were fixed on the plate. Nosan al mitznepes, he placed it over the hat. Nimtza tzitz toli b'mitznepes. So the plate was also connected to the hat, and there was a long Rashi earlier that the ribbons were on the hat and under the hat and coming and going and so on. Also want to point out that what we said earlier, that the Kohen Gadol wore the plate here and the hat here, and in between he had his tefillin. 10, Vayikach Moshe Shemen HaMishcha. Moshe took the anointing oil. Vayimshech Es HaMishkan, and he anointed the tabernacle of Kosha Bay and everything in it. Vayikadosh Esam, and he sanctified them. 11, Vayaz Mimenu Al HaMizbeach, and he sprinkled thereof upon the altar, Shevapamim, 7 times. Vayimshech Es HaMizbeach, and he anointed the altar, Ves Kol Kelev, and all of its vessels, Ves Hakir, Ves Kanei, and the laver, the wash basin, and its base, Lekadshom, to sanctify them. The laver stood on a pedestal type thing. 11, Vayaz Mimenu Al HaMizbeach. Rashi says, I know it says that this was done, but Lo Yadati, I'm not sure. Heichon Itztava Bazor Salolo. Where this exact deed was commanded, because the fact that it was done we see, but it was not specifically commanded. Many commentaries discuss. Some say there was a general commandment of anointing, but the fact is that even the altar was anointed and it was sprinkled upon 7 times. 12, Vayitzek Mishemen HaMishcha, he poured from the anointing oil Al Rosh Aaron upon the head of Aaron, Vayimshach Esei, and anointed him, the Kadshei, to sanctify him. How does that work, Rashi? Vayitzek Vayimshach, Batchil Yitzek Al Rosh, first he poured a little oil on his head, Vachakach, and then he guides the oil, Nesim Ben Yisein, between his eyelids, Omeshach Betzboy, and he extended the oil with his finger, Mizel Azeh, from one to the other. That's the anointing. There's a pasuk, a verse in Tehillim, Kashem and Hatov, Hayored al Arosh, like the beautiful oil that comes down the head, dripping down to the beard of Aaron. This was a sacred expression of anointing. 13, Vayakrib Moshe es b'nei Aaron, and Moshe then brought forth Aaron's sons, Vayalbishim kutones, and he put their outfit on them, he put their shirts on them, Vayakrib, their robes. The regular Kohen wore like a elongated shirt, like a robe type shirt. Vayachkarei some avnet and bound them with a belt. Vayachmish lamigboyis and put hats upon them. The regular Kohen had 4 garments. They had, of course, the pants, and then they had the hat, the long shirt, and the belt. Kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe, exactly as God commanded Moshe. Vayachmash loshen kshira is binding. End of today's Chumash portion.